like to share two sermon reflection quotes with you this morning. The first one is from Gandhi, who says, "Follow the law of our higher nature, the law of love." And then Maya Angelou says this, "If you are always trying to be normal, you'll never know how amazing you can be." Let us pray. God of hope, help us to hear your word, calling us to a vision of your reign on earth. We pray in the name of the one who conquers even the oppressive powers of death. Amen. A group of boys knew that they shouldn't be doing it. They were supposed to be studying the Talmud. Still, one of them pulled out a checkerboard and a box of checkers, and they all gathered around to see who would win. None of them noticed the tall, silent figure standing in the doorway until it was too late. It was the worst possible person to find them distracted in their studies. And it wasn't one of their parents, and it wasn't one of the Hebrew teachers. It was none other than the rabbi himself. Swift as it could be, the checkers disappeared into their box. The board was folded up and scrolled away in a backpack. In a snap, the boys were back at their desks, heads buried in books. None of them dared to look up to catch the rabbi's eye. It seemed like an eternity before he spoke. "You should not be ashamed," he said. "You need to learn that you can study the law wherever you find it. Can any of you tell me the three laws of the game of checkers?" None of the boys were bold enough to reply. I think you all know the answer to my question. The laws of checkers are three. First, you must never make two moves at once. Second, you may only move forward, not backward. And third, when you have reached the last row, you can move wherever you like. Such, he said, is what the Torah teaches. And then, without saying another word, he turned and left. It was only later, as they spoke with each other about what the rabbi had said, that the students began to grasp his message. Much like the Beatitudes we heard recently in the Gospel of Matthew, the psalmist seems to be advocating in the reading from Psalm 119 adherence to the law, and that there is freedom in obedience to the law. Right? It says, "Happy," or as we learned, "blessed," are those who are blameless. Happy are those who follow God's statutes. In the scripture from Deuteronomy, Moses delivers a final message to the Israelites before they cross the River Jordan into the Promised Land. He tells them that in order to make real this new freedom, this new world, and sustain it, that they have a choice. Honor God's law and live and do well. Or ignore God's law, disregard all of the wisdom and instructions God has given you, and die. These are people who have been rescued from slavery in Egypt. They know captivity. They have wandered the desert for 40 years. They know the misery of dry places and the unhappiness that accompanies a barren, fruitless life. Moses is speaking to his people, but they are people just like us. People who grumble, who laugh, who rebel, people who doubt sometimes. Moses, just like Jesus, knows them, knows us, and knows us well, because he was with them every step of the way. Now standing at the edge of the promised new day, gazing upon their realized goal, about to take the steps of crossing over into this new land, they have dreamt about for 40 years. They are excited, and they are proud of themselves for making it this far. Moses reminds them that there are two ways to go, either toward new life and what is good, or towards death and that which will only bring them full circle back into the desert to perish. Follow all of God's commandments, Torah, law, live. Go the other way and die. Now, when we think about it, each of these choices is pretty difficult. There are consequences to neglecting God's law. But the alternative can be just as overwhelming because we know how hard it can be or how hard it is to be completely faithful to God's law. We know it is difficult, if not downright impossible, to follow all of God's laws. There is no way to be completely faithful. It's impossible to turn away from all of the temptations in our lives. Can we be free without strict obedience? Well, perhaps there is more here to consider. Religious scholar Frederick Buechner is quick to remind us that the word law can be used in a variety of useful ways. So sometimes the word law means the way things should be. So the speed limit sign that tells you and I to drive 35 miles an hour on Roosevelt Road is a law, but it's arbitrary. I would suggest to you that not all drivers, including myself, drive at or below that speed limit that's posted. And it's also arbitrary because the law depends on lawmakers who decide what that speed limit should be, right? What it should be, and what it should be in this given period of time. Buechner reminds us that there is another kind of law, such as the law of gravity. The law of gravity. This law does not suggest how things could or should be at a given time or a given situation. This law explains how things are. So you might not believe in the law of gravity, but that won't help you if you lose your balance walking across the ice or if you drop a big hammer on your big toe. We all know what that feels like. Buechner says that too often we make the mistake of thinking that God's laws are something like speed limit signs, right? Laws are just a set of hoops God has decided people should jump through to prove their obedience. But instead, we need to be reminded that God's laws are like gravity. Laws are guidelines and rules that God gave, a kind of owner's manual for life on earth. But they describe how things are, and how things are in God's kingdom. So when I drive 45 miles an hour on Roosevelt Road, which I may do once in a while, I don't really feel that bad about it, especially because people are driving faster than me anyway. But if I lie, that doesn't feel right to me. When I lie, I do feel bad about that. And when I don't lie and tell someone a truth or a hard truth, that can be hard, but it also feels like the right thing to do. And of course, we know that Jesus will come and bring an even newer covenant later on. But what we know is that life is better when we respect the law of gravity. We respect the law of gravity when dealing with hammers, climbing ladders, or standing on the edge of a cliff. It's the same with God's law. God's law is meant for safety, strength, and the well-being of all. It leads us closer to God and God's realm. So maybe instead of being overwhelmed by how hard it is to be obedient to God's law, perhaps we can just decide to devote some rigorous practice to it. Remember the lesson the rabbi said to the young boys playing checkers, right? One step at a time, always moving forward, setting a goal to get to the point in life where we have the freedom to move wherever we need to be. Well-known Catholic monk Thomas Merton wrote a prayer that speaks to this same desire and difficulty of faithful living. And I really like this prayer. It starts by saying, "My Lord God, I have no idea where I am going." Doesn't that sound familiar to all of us sometimes? "I have no idea where I am going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end. Nor do I really know myself. And in fact, that I think that I am following your will doesn't mean that I actually am doing so. But I believe that the desire to please you does in fact please you. And I hope I have that desire in all that I am doing. I hope that I will never do anything apart from that desire to please you. And I know that if I do this, you will lead me by the right road, though I may know nothing of it. Therefore, will I trust you always, though I may not know where I am, and though I may feel lost, and even feel like I am in the shadow of death. Will not fear, for you are ever with me, and you will never leave me to face my perils alone." Life is full of perils for all of us, isn't it? Every day, a multitude of choices that are good and bad, tough and easy, choices that might be destructive, or choices that might be positive, choices that seem like life or death. The desire for life is in us, but it does require our attention. If at times you are overwhelmed or feel like you have failed yourself or someone you care about, or impatience has gotten the better of you, remember your desire to please God, to cherish it with practice, and know that God's forgiveness is promised. God does not test our faith. God has set before us the opportunities and choices that lead to life. Writer and pastor J.D. Klein says that it is this kind of faith to which Moses was calling the ancient Hebrews as they prepared to enter the new land. "Choose life," cries Moses. "Take the risk of journeying into the unknown. And along the way, you will discover what it means to live abundantly and fully. As you take the risk of trusting God and following God's law, you will discover what it means to be fully human and what it means to be created in the image of our God." Moses urged his people to renew their covenant with God and do it often. Because faith is a matter of entrusting our lives to God. Trusting God sometimes does require the straight and narrow path, but most of the time, it means turning away from what seems obvious and safe. Faith is always a willingness to choose to walk into the unknown and choose life. Amen.